10,236, Sierra Village, south of Route 1, west of Dodd Avenue, being lot G18, within Sierra Mobile Home, City Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Mr. Chairman, this is a, and board members, this is an application for site G18, also in Sierra Village. Ms. Surface, what size is lot G18?
Lot G18 is a little bit shorter than the typical lot in Sierra Village. Otherwise, it's approximately the same width as the others, but it is a bit shorter, that block.
And about how many square feet is the lot?
The lot is approximately 2,897 square feet. Not approximately, exactly.
And do the sheds on the adjacent lots, and here specifically we're looking at G20 and G16, do they comply with the county's setback requirements?
No, they do not.
Do they comply with the county's separation requirements?
No, they do not.
And is this typical of the what you would find if you were to go out and look at the F and G blocks at Sierra Village?
Yes, that is typical.
Again, as we said before, when was this community laid out?
Mid-1960s.
Does the proposed home for this site, does it meet the 35% lot area coverage requirement?
Yes, it does.
When we were looking at this earlier today, did we recognize that there was a way to help reduce by slotting the home a little bit? The needed variances?
Yes, we did. And I went to Coast Survey and asked them to redraw this according to what we saw on the original drawing, that was to move the house a couple of feet closer toward lot 16, thereby only requiring 1 foot between the home on this site and site 20.
May I hand the...
Sure.
So from the... Once the board has some of those in front of them, I guess if you... I think you just explained it, but what exactly was the change from the...
From the original.
The prior survey.
While she's looking, is this a replacement or a new placement?
This is a new placement.
So this is a vacant lot right now?
It's a vacant home, yes.
Yes. The original survey that we had done at the end of June, it was the same size home with the front porch, but it was 10 feet off the property line on the adjacent site. 16, and it would have been 14.2 feet then away from the house on 20. So in moving it 5 feet closer to the line on 16 gave us the extra 5 feet on the line at 20. So we require only 1 foot there. But then, of course, as with everything at Sierra Village, we have a problem with where the sheds are. You know, I mean, we don't have a problem with it, but it's a problem on here.
If you could, there was some conversation in the comments from the prior application. How do you, when you have a vacant site like this, how do you go about selecting a home to put on that site?
Well,
what are the factors that you take into consideration?
Of course, I take all the county codes into consideration. We really try very hard to stay in compliance in every possible way. So we look at that first. We look at the 35% factor, and then we look at the 20 5-foot distances between the homes. Of course, it's pretty easy to stay 5 feet off the property line, but ideally, especially in the front, we like to stay farther back, at least 10 feet off the front property line, just to give it a nice front yard. A lot of time, the majority of the time, the problem is not so much with the adjacent home, it's with an adjacent addition or deck or shed. That's usually when the property comes in, or if by way back when the adjacent home was placed a foot away from the property line, we run into that quite often, and there's really nothing we can do about that. So that kind of throws us off. That's primarily what I look at. And then, of course, marketability. I want to get the best home that I can get on that site and still keep it, keep the character of the community.
And what have you found that most people are looking for in a home at Sierra Village? What's the approximate home or the type of home?
Most people, because the majority of our residents are, it's their summer or vacation home. They look for 3-bedroom, 2-bath. A lot of people are families, such as the Ibarras, that have kids or grandparents that come with them and that sort of thing. And even the folks, who live there full-time. The majority of my customers coming in are looking for 3-bedroom, 2-bath, ideally.
If you were to give an approximate square footage, if I was looking at a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, just average manufactured home, how many square feet would that be?
Approximately 1,000 square feet, give or take.
And how large is the proposed home for this site?
This is 800 square feet.
And how many bedrooms and baths does this have?
This is actually a 2-bedroom, 2-bath house.
From the prior application, I think one of the questions that people have is why not select a narrower home for this site? This is a 20-foot wide home. Why not find a 16-foot wide home that would be 40 feet in length?
Because they're not made. The narrower the homes are, the longer they tend to be to provide adequate square footage for, today's family needs. In the 16-foot, the shortest that I could get is 60 feet long. So that kind of defeated the purpose right there on a site like this that's not very deep.
In addition, have you found that the residents at Sierra Village desire to have decks and porches and improvements like that on their...
Oh, yeah, absolutely, overwhelmingly.
And do you take that into consideration when you're selecting a home for a site?
Yes, I do. With customers that come in that are looking for new homes, or if I have an empty site that I'd want to put a home on to sell, I always try to encourage my customers to look at the models with the factory-built porches on them because of the problems that we have in Sierra Village with the proximity of the homes.
And is it in selecting a home like this where the porch is going to be to the front of the home, Is your intent there to alleviate the need for further variance requests on the into the side?
Oh yeah,
yards.
Absolutely, yes. That's precisely the plan.
How do you address where they would want a shed?
Well, that's a tough one, and it's a problem in there, and because it comes up all the time, especially with new homes, especially with vacant sites like this that we would like to place new homes on. It's always a question, where can I put my shed? And basically what I tell them is, you've got to go down to the county, you've got to first figure out where you want to put it, and you've got to go down to the county, and you've got to follow their requirements. If they require you to have a variance hearing, I explain it to them that that's what they have to do. And that's a tough one.
How long have you been the manager at Sierra Village?
Going on 2 years.
We just heard some statements regarding concerns about, I guess, noise between homes and privacy of residents.
Mm-hmm, right.
Do residents who have concerns or problems in the community, who do they report those to if they have a complaint?
They'll generally come to my office, and that's what we always ask them to do. Sometimes they'll go and talk to Ms. Sisk if they're members of her homeowners association, but for the most part, they'll come to my office.
In the past 2 years, how many complaints have you had regarding invasion of privacy between homeowners on adjacent sites?
I really cannot think of one that is of that nature. I have had complaints of noise in the community, such as a group of young people driving through with the stereo booming on their car, but I cannot think of one incident where I've had a neighbor come and complain to me about being able to hear their neighbor's television or their neighbor's kids or things like that. I just don't.
So this is your new survey?
Yes.
So as I teach in class, if the board will start, we'll start with the front and we go from left to right. You're looking for a 4.8 tenths for a variance, correct?
On the new survey, you'd be looking.
Start from left to right.
On the front, there.
The front, you're okay.
Right.
On the sides, you're going to be going left to right. You'll be 4.8 tenths of a foot variance. Is that correct? From the line?
No, no, I don't. There'd be a 1 foot.
1 foot.
1 foot from the structure on 20, and then the shed on 20 is 13.7 feet from the proposed home.
6.3.
Right?
Yes.
Correct.
7.7 from the shed on the upper right.
Right. 7.7.
That's it.
And that's it. Right.
Right.
So from any other home, it's just the 1 foot.
Mr. Rickard, in the past, I know we've approved or denied requests for separation between units. I don't recall many requests for sheds.
That's been addressed, and we've corrected that situation because a lot of it has been confusing of whether on the permit itself says unit, okay, separation from unit. It has been corrected now to read the separation from unit and accessory structure.
These accessory structures. Have we determined that they're all legally on the lots?
Legally?
They've had a permit. They've been.
Oh.
I mean, my assumption is that if you want to put a shed on the lot, it also has to be 20 feet from any structure.
That's correct.
They do now, but we've effectively grandfathered the other ones in with the new plot plan.
With the new plot plan, so we've done
new
that.
Ones are the ones that are coming before you.
Gotcha.
But I think you asked me that question before, if we could do something about the way the permit reads, and I have done that.
Accessory structure.
Our chief inspector told me that should be done because even the inspectors are getting confused sometimes about unit and accessory structure. So we had that done.
Okay.
I'm going to add a new shed. They got to meet the setbacks then.
That's correct.
If they take old one out and put a new one in, they got to meet the setbacks.
And all your tenants are aware of the fact they just can't replace the shed on the same.
Yes, sir. I have a notice on my bulletin board that was gone over by a couple of your inspectors and approved, and outlining the steps that they need to take.
And in addition, I would note that the rules of the manufactured home community require anybody who's going to make any improvement in the community to approach management, because it's management's property and they need to approve it first.
Right.
And on that improvement request form, in bold letters, it says you need to go down to the county and see what permits you need or what other things you may need from the. So they have it in writing as well as whatever's on the bulletin board.
So let me understand it then, Rick. On any of these old ones that were grandfathered in, if they want to replace the shed, they've got to come and get the permit.
Yes,
any
sir.
Of them.
Mm-hmm. Unless for some reason, miraculously, that they don't need any variances.
Right.
But that's probably going to be few and far between.
So they're aware of that.
Question.
Then?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Question, Mr. Chairman, that I used to get across the desk of saying about was the shed's here, but I just, you know, I'm getting a new one, so it only took me 2 hours to get a new one, put the other one back. I said, well, when I picked that up, that made it vacant.
Right. They need a permit.
Right.
And they meet the 20 foot.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bortman?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions, Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Two, three. Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Maybe we have a qualified.
Okay, yes, are you going to be, you're the spokesman for the group?
I think you have someone in favor who would like to speak.
Oh, sir, you're in favor? Would you like to speak? Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
I should have said something earlier. I wanted to speak at the last one, but.
I'm sorry, sir.
I guess I didn't. You didn't see me.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't, sir.
I don't know what's holding you up.
State your name and address, please.
Bradford Bamberger, 19762 Sierra Avenue, Sierra Village.
All right. Do you swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, all truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes. Yes.
What are you? Put your hand on.
Oh.
Just the magical touch. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Board members, my name is Brad Bamberger. I'm president of the Homeowners Association of Sierra Village. We actually have two homeowners association in our park. I spoke at the last variance hearing, and you all did approve. I didn't speak to the last one. I'm sorry. It wasn't necessary. You approved the variance for Sierra for two of their lots. I'm here representing our homeowners association plus myself as a resident. Back in January, I introduced a letter to you in favor of the newer mobiles coming in. As you know, Sierra does have small lots. We all know this. The newer mobiles are larger. Many people with families and affordable housing is a big issue. Sierra is very reasonable to live in with a manufactured home. You basically do need three bedrooms, two baths. And that presents a problem because the units will be larger. The days of the 12-foot, 10-foot wides are gone. The wider ones are actually much shorter in length because they are wider. I will say this, with the new manufactured homes, the safety features that they have built in are you know, they're very well equipped. They come with the fire retardant materials. They have your asphalt shingles. They have your wired smoke detectors in series, so if one goes off, they all go off throughout all the other bedrooms. The older mobiles, 10, 20, 30 years old, I question the electrical in there, as this gentleman was speaking before with the wiring. Yes, that is a problem. Over the years, the sockets get worn out, and it does pose a fire hazard. We did have a fire in Sierra, and it did burn to the ground, and the fire marshal stated that it was an electrical failure in the ceiling. With the newer ones, I don't really think you have that problem. In fact, they are so well constructed. This is the modern day affordable housing, but it needs to be a little bigger, and the lots aren't getting smaller. I also would like to add some things that a shed is part of a structure, and that most of the sheds in Sierra, at least all the ones I know, do have electric. People store their lawnmowers in there, their gasoline for their hedge trimmers, whatever. So that should be considered, not to let lightly of that fact, but a shed is a shed and should follow the requirements that are stated in the stated by the county. So I am in favor of the new mobiles coming in, and hope that you would approve their variance for this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, now we're back to the opposition. And you're speaking for the opposition,
yes,
sir?
Paul Enderline for Sierra Homeowner Association, Inc. We do not oppose the application as modified. They're moving the home over sufficient feet. Sierra does not oppose that modification. I want to clarify, though, that they would still be in violation of the separation with regard to sheds. I want to explain my client's position. They believe it's appropriate to maybe be less strict about sheds simply because they're not occupied. There's probably less likelihood of a fire. There's still possible fire. Less likelihood of a fire when you're talking about an unoccupied structure, and you don't have people in there occupying it who create noise or might be right next nearby your house. So the fact that my clients are in the interest and spirit of neighborly accommodation, have a relaxed position as to sheds, should not be held against their position. They just feel they have to draw a line as to the dwelling, and that's an appropriate place to draw that line as far as the separation requirement. But I just want to clarify that the fact that they're willing to tolerate these this exception with the sheds shouldn't be construed as some sort of a waiver of their opposition to the separation requirement as to dwellings. We think that that's a fair distinction to make.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sir?
Can I add something?
One quick button. You can.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I just would like to add that they were talking about the noise and things between the units. But it's in Sierra really hasn't been any problems with any of that. The neighbors are really great, and there hasn't been any problems with any kind of disturbances, as far as that. And there are the pre-existing homes that are in Sierra. Many of them do have additions. And if you actually...
They didn't make that objection with this hearing, so there's really no need to get into it for this hearing. If it comes up again at a later time, you're free to comment.
Okay, so I shouldn't say anything about the other mobile. Okay.
I got a question to ask you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Who's president of this, one of these homes going to be in? She's president of it, or are you president of it? Or
There's two associations.
They have two groups. That's just the way things are there.
Yes. So who's ahead of this?
He has his own group, and she has her group, and
that's it.
Okay. I'm so confused. Okay.
I'm confused on that one.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Can I ask a question?
One last.
Carefully.
Are you still in opposition, even with the new survey?
He said they were not in opposition.
As modified by the new survey.
They're not?
We do not oppose
them. You do not oppose
them? These letters aren't? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you pulled those letters for this case. They're not in opposition to this one.
Okay.
Make
that clear.
All right, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 10,236 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,236 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case also has been taken under advisement, sir. There may be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay? Yes, sir.
Case number.